You're with SBS Radio.
Nanatiling walang pag-unlad ang sweldo sa Australia ayon sa pinakabagong numerong lumabas kung saan ang mga manggagawa ay nakatanggap lamang ng 2.3% pagtaas sa kanilang mga sweldo. Ayon sa Bureau of Statistics Wage Price Index, tumaas ang sweldo ng 0.5% sa unang tatlong buwan ng taon. Ang balitang ang pagtaas ng sweldo ay nanatiling mababa ay naglabas ng mga magkalabang perspektibo sa pangangampanya. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Nagsalita si Bill Shorten sa Perth tungkol sa pinakabagong figura na lumabas.
When wages are moving more, they've got to be modest, but meaningful. They've got to be within an industry or a business's capacity to pay, of course. Then all of a sudden we have become a more confident society. The fact that last quarter we had 0% inflation is not healthy. An anorexic economy is not the shape of a healthy economy.
Ngunit ayon sa Treasurero na si Josh Frydenberg, ang mababang figura ng inflation ay nangangahulugang tumataas ang sweldo.
Wages and labor market competition is particularly strong in some sectors like education and health and social services, but we've seen wages growth at just 2% in the construction sector, which is important because it underlines that this is the worst possible time for Labor's housing tax. A housing tax which the Master Builders Association have said would lead to 32,000 jobs, fewer jobs, and 42,000 fewer homes being built.
Ginugol naman ni Punong Ministro Scott Morrison ang kanyang oras sa mga marginal seat ng Victoria. Kinampanya niya ang pwesto ng Corangamite kasama ang lokal na miyembro na si Sarah Henderson na nanganganib na wala sa pwesto sa parlamento dahil ang pwesto ay ngayon hawak ng Labor pagkatapos inilabas ang mga hangganan. Tumungo naman si Morrison sa Wangaratta sa Northeast Victoria sa pwesto ng Indi. Ito ay hinawakan simula 2013 ng independenteng si Cathy McGowan na magre-retiro, ngunit sinusuportahan si Dr. Helen Haynes upang pumalit. Kalaban ni Ginang Haynes ang mula sa Partido Nationals na si Mark Biat, Eric Kerr ng Labor at Steve Martin mula Liberal. Habang nangangampanya kasama si Steve Martin, nagbabala si Morrison na ang pagboto ng mga independenteng kandidato ay may panganib.
I've been around the parliament a while. Every time I've seen independents come into the parliament, you just never know what you're going to get. And the locals never know what they're going to get. And what we need at the moment is that certainty. And that's why voting for Steve Martin and Indi, you can get that certainty on the economy, on services, on keeping Australians safe and our borders secure, and ensuring that towns like Wangaratta and right across the Indi electorate can go forward with confidence about their jobs and the value of their home. Labor's higher taxes, Labor's retiree tax. You can't count on the independents to stop these things. You can only count on Steve Martin, the Liberal candidate for Indi.
Isang issue na lumabas din ay ang tungkol sa pagkabigo ng Australia na tapusin ang life at expectancy gap sa pagitan ng Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander at ng mga di-katutubong grupo. Sa kabila ng mahigit isang dekada ng pagtrabaho na nagsimula pa sa gobyernong Rudd ng 2008, nabigo ang mga sumunod na gobyernong magkaroon ng progreso. Ayon naman kay Bill Shorten, kaya itong tapusin ng Australia.
I'm not going to be so arrogant to say as that I will close the gap or I will achieve a particular outcome. But I do think our first Australian should be referred to in our constitution. For example, if we were writing the constitution today, which of course we can't, but if we were, we'd talk about our first Australians, wouldn't we? So I think that it is an important issue. We want to have truth-telling. I'm open to a voice. I'm open to a process which would see proper reconciliation in this country. We've tried everything else with our first Australians. We've tried telling them what to do. We've tried taking their kids away from them. We've tried chucking them into jail. We've tried interventions. We've tried paternalism. I've got a new plan. I'm going to try partnership.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.